Australia's Great Barrier Reef is world-renowned for its coral and marine biodiversity. This vast marine park in the northeast state of Queensland is home to thousands of species and one-third of the world's soft corals. But the reef has been hitting the headlines recently with controversial plans to build a huge coral port at Abbott Point. Environmentalists and scientists have warned that the plans to dredge and dump millions of tonnes of sediment could endanger the World Heritage listed site. DW's Irene Quayle spoke to John Day, who recently resigned as Director of Heritage Conservation at the Marine Park Authority. She started off by asking him how dredging will affect the reef.
Abbott Point is only one of many port expansions happening. The way it's proposed, it potentially could become the largest coal port in the Southern Hemisphere. So they are talking about a large amount of expansion, which will include both dredging and then dumping the spoil in the Marine Park or in the World Heritage Area. So this is known to have an impact. There's recent research talking about the effects of dredge spoil being resuspended and smothering corals or seagrass beds. It can actually be carried much further than was previously thought. So there are impacts.
But in fact, the authority which you have worked for more than two decades, has given its approval.
It did, and it's a complex approval process, and there are a number of approvals, both a marine park approval and a sea dumping approval. So all these had to be considered, but it's also important that people need to consider the alternatives to doing this dumping of the spoil in the marine environment. Not only were they, I think, not properly costed, but I don't think in making the decision that people took into account both the legacy impacts, things that have happened previously but are still impacting this area, and also the things that we know are likely to happen in the future. But it's the cumulative pressures of a whole range of things that are causing the problems, and in my view that's what we need to consider if we're making a proper decision about the impact of these activities on the marine environment.
So in fact, the Great Barrier Reef is already under considerable pressure from other factors.
Absolutely, yes. Many of these impacts have, as I said, occurred for decades, even longer. So when we did a major report in 2009, called an Outlook Report, we recognised four critical issues facing the future of the reef. Climate change, and in particular things like bleaching were already happening, but other things like acidification are known to be coming. So climate change, water quality coming off the land, impacts from coastal developments and unsustainable fishing practices. Those were the four critical issues that were recognised in 2009. They're still the critical issues today, and the agency I used to work for has just published an updated Outlook report, 2014, but it makes it very clear those are the same pressures facing the reef today. In addition, we have these major developments like the ports, increase in shipping, increase in population, increase in recreational use. So there's more and more pressures facing the reef, and in my view, as I said earlier, the cumulative impact of all these pressures need to be considered when we're making decisions.
Has anything been done to address them, or are we no further forward?
I certainly wouldn't like to give the impression that nothing's been done. In fact, on all these areas, things are happening. But I think the bottom line is that the pressures are building up to the point we're on a downward trajectory. We've spent literally hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars helping the farmers understand their impact and trying to get them to change their way to better improve the water quality downstream. However, on top of that, we've now got this proposal for increased dredging, increased dumping in the marine environment. So whilst we're doing some things on one hand, we're making decisions that are exacerbating the problem on the other. So yes, I need to stress we're working on many fronts, or the Australian government and the Queensland government are working on many fronts to address these issues, but the other pressures are increasing, and the cumulative impact of all these pressures together means it's the health of the reef is declining.
That's very bad news for a World Heritage site and a reef which has iconic status, really, not just in Australia, but for people all around the world.
Absolutely. There is no other World Heritage site that has more biodiversity than the Great Barrier Reef. Just because of its sheer size, it covers 14 degrees of latitude. Just to give people an idea, if it was put on the coast of the US, it would stretch from the Canadian border all the way to the Mexican border, or it's about the size of Italy. So it's a huge area. It also stretches from the coast way out into the very deep ocean. So within this huge area, we have amazing biodiversity, and we have an obligation to protect that marine biodiversity for the world under the World Heritage Convention.
Now, UNESCO has indicated that that status could be threatened by developments such as the dredging for the coal port. How much influence do you think that has?
Well, Australia is a signatory to the World Heritage Convention, so if the site was to be listed on the World Heritage in Danger list, that would obviously be very important. I'm also aware that the tourism industry would not be at all happy. But, you know, there are other World Heritage sites on the World Heritage in Danger list. It's not a forever label. Many sites that are put on the in danger list then come off the list. However, it does indicate the international concern, and issues need to be addressed. Because it is an internationally iconic area, it is an issue for everyone in the world to ensure that we try and protect it. And this might mean some changes to the way we do things, might mean some greater restrictions. But again, if we want to preserve this for future generations, and that's what World Heritage is largely about, ensuring that heritage is there for the future, then we're going to have to consider some changes to the way we manage it.
You mentioned that one of the threats to the barrier reef comes from climate change. At the same time, this latest development is to support the development of the coal industry in Australia. Is there not a contradiction there?
I think you've mentioned a very important point, but this is a political decision. I'll have to leave the answer to that to the politicians. If I can just talk about climate change, people say, well, that's perhaps not happening yet. We can actually see evidence in the Great Barrier Reef of climate change activities right now. The turtles that nest on the beaches of the Great Barrier Reef, the sex of the offspring is determined by the temperature of the sand. And in the northern Great Barrier Reef, the researchers are showing that the increasing sand temperatures means that we're within 20 years likely to have a complete feminisation of the turtle population in the northern Barrier Reef. There's also impacts on seabirds. The seabirds that go out and try and get food for their young and bring it back are finding that the fish that they normally catch are much deeper in the water because of the increasing sea temperatures. So they're coming back without as much food and their young are dying. Another example is the amount of extreme weather. In the last 6 or 8 years, we've had a number of very intense cyclones crossing the Great Barrier Reef and having major impacts. Now, this is not an unnatural event, but what we are seeing is a much greater frequency and a much greater intensity of the cyclones than we've ever seen in the past. So climate change is definitely happening. We know it's going to get worse. The issue of acidification is going to have a huge impact on many species and habitats. So these are things we know are happening and are likely to increase, and yet we're not taking them into full account when we're making our decisions today.